Hello, San Francisco. My name is Richie Greenberg, host of the What Would Richie Greenberg Do as Mayor podcast. It's episode 3 of What Would Richie Greenberg Do as Mayor, the podcast. April 8th, 2024. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to my podcast with yours truly, Richie Greenberg, exploring policies, viewpoints, and proposals if I ran for mayor of the city of San Francisco. Each episode is building on the previous, reviewing the plight of the city by the bay, my personal background and experience in politics. Last episode, episode 2, it explores my stance and proposals on public safety, which is one of the top two most urgent issues today, in my opinion. The other top issue to me, and the topic for today, is the budget. The absolutely insane, irresponsible, and unsustainable $14.6 billion operating budget developed by, proposed by, and championed by current Mayor London Breed. It's a doozy. It's a great topic. It's incredibly damaging to our fiscal health, to taxpayers, and to the next generation of San Franciscans. So let's jump right in, shall we? One of the more important duties of the mayor is to propose a budget. In this case, in simplest terms, it's the total amount of money that the city will require to operate all the departments, agencies, commissions, government offices for a year. To pay the city government's employees' salaries and benefits, to operate the transportation systems, the buses and trains and streets and repairs and sewage and storm drains, to pay for public safety, the police department, fire department, emergency services and the ambulances, the libraries, public museums, park departments, and all the government-owned buildings, employees, maintenance, and repairs. It also includes government programs relating to health, wellness, welfare, and government assistance to low-income families, drug treatment programs, government assistance for housing. It's a long, very, very long list. In 2015 or 2016, when I started to really pay attention to politics here in San Francisco, the operating budget for the city at that time was $9.6 billion. 9.6. We had a population of about 799,000 residents. Our city is just 49 square miles, 7 miles wide, and 7 miles north-south. Even then, the $9.6 billion budget was considered alarming. But bureaucrats insist then and today that it's reasonable because San Francisco is actually a city and a county. In one overlapping geographic area, we are both a city and county. San Francisco's borders do not extend outside the confines of the water's edge at the tip of the peninsula where we're located. So as these bureaucrats claim, the budget's okay because it's this high because we're a city and a county. But as a side note, Denver is also a city and county, Denver, Colorado, and their operating budget is significantly much lower. So keep that in mind. How does the city of San Francisco get funding? Who pays into the fund, into the city's bank account, to pay for all this? Well, there are, of course, several sources. Revenues like taxes, property taxes, sales tax, hotel tax, gasoline tax, car rental tax, business tax, payroll tax, property transfer taxes, like when someone sells a home or a commercial building is sold, there's a transfer tax. There's also bond measures which function like loans to the city to undertake certain improvements like rebuilding roads, infrastructure projects, and you know, beyond all of these taxes and revenues and payments from the local city residents, businesses, and tourists, there's also money that gets sent to the city from the state of California and from federal governments as well, mostly in the form of grants for specific categories. The mayor is supposed to balance the budget, meaning, as it sounds, all the annual expenses to operate our city need to be paid for by the annual revenues from taxes and grants, and that's the best case scenario. The mayor compiles the huge list of departments and agencies and the funds that they will need for the upcoming year and considers and weighs if the department or agency should be given that amount that they need and they request, or should the amount be reduced, or should it be increased? And there's negotiations between the mayor's office and the agencies and department heads. The negotiations can be intense. And for the, you know, for the continuation of funding for the next year to happen, they sit down and they negotiate. And now for the 2024-2025 budget, the San Francisco's budget has ballooned to $14.6 billion. Yes, it went up nearly 50% over the last 7 years, even though the population has actually decreased since COVID hit, even though our city's downtown financial district is nearly a ghost town, and so many storefronts and are boarded up and out of business, even though the homeless population is essentially holding steady, even though our police department and sheriff's department have had funding cut. And the most recent count, an official count of tents on the city's sidewalks and larger tent encampments, the number of tents is nearly the same as it was back in 2018. How on earth did this happen? And how can this be rectified so our residents and businesses aren't continually saddled with increasingly higher taxes and also saddling the next generation of San Franciscans with even higher taxes? It's unsustainable. Yes, it can and will be reined in as mayor. As Richie Greenberg, what would we do? What would I do as mayor? Mayor London Breed has irresponsibly doled out billions of dollars, literally billions of taxpayers' funds, to both city departments and to nonprofit organizations that are administering certain programs and outreach. And many of those billions to those departments have little to no accountability, no measuring of their success. And as we've learned, many are corrupt, wasteful, ineffective, and in some cases unlawfully using those funds for personal use. Mayor Breed as well has grown our government, creating new commissions and agencies and adding to the overall cost of operating the city of San Francisco. There are now nearly 37,000 people that work for the city government itself, not only being paid salary, but benefits and retirement costs as well. And many of these departments and organizations are grant-making. This means that they create criteria and applications for handing out funds to certain groups. If we look back to 2017-2018, we find the operating budget was just under $10 billion, about $9.6 billion, and now it's $5 billion higher. Again, this is for a city today which has lower population than it did in 2018, and a homeless tent population and count that's nearly the same as it was back then. But what's increased is the funds that are being handed out to government agencies and to these nonprofits. This has to stop. As mayor, this $5 billion budget has increased since 2018, it is suspicious. It has to be examined, scrutinized, and cut back. As mayor, I will propose a reduction over the coming years, not an increase. Mayor Breed's budget slowly increases the city spending year after year when it actually needs to be reduced year after year, cut by $1.5 billion the first year, $1.5 billion in year two, and another $1.5 billion the third year. We need to realign spending, realign and refocus priorities. We need to cancel certain programs, review, evaluate, and cut back or close down certain commissions, agencies, and departments. I, as mayor, cannot in good faith continue to grow the size and budget of San Francisco City Hall unrestrained, especially when so many programs and organizations are unaccounted for. There is also an issue with duplicative programs and agencies, more than one office providing the same or similar service. The answer to providing services to San Franciscans under current Mayor Breed has been to add more and more money, more spending, when City Hall instead needs to become more efficient, smaller, less expensive, and of course, accountable. On the topic of accountability, let's get real for a moment We've come to learn Mayor Breed has established projects, initiatives, which raise the eyebrows in how they operate and which San Franciscans they serve. So as mayor, I would establish a panel under my administration from day one to quickly compile a list of the city's departments, agencies, commissions, which have questionable operating budgets versus the services that they provide. And we will have to cut back on funding to some. We need to eliminate others. And we need to investigate the egregious wasters of our taxpayers' money as well. Plus, another panel would be established to review and investigate nonprofit organizations that are receiving taxpayers' funds, looking for performance statistics to prove their value, to look over their reporting, and or they will also have their funding reduced or eliminated altogether. It's certain we will find significant money is being spent wastefully, unnecessarily, and unaccountably. These steps that I propose will surely reduce the city's operating budget, reverse its continuous climb year after year, and it will install accountability. In upcoming episodes, I will point out specific commissions, agencies, organizations, and nonprofit organizations, specifically by name, that I intend to cut funding or sever relationships altogether. Stay tuned. So let's recap. The city's operating budget grew by nearly $5 billion under London Breed, yet accountability went down. Mayor Breed created questionable commissions and initiatives which are wasting taxpayers' funds. Our city population is lower than in past years, but the number of tents and homeless have basically stayed steady, and yet funding has grown. As mayor, I'd cut the budget for 3 years by $4.5 billion total, reduced spending and eliminating programs, departments, commissions, and cutting ties with certain nonprofits. As mayor, I'd reduce and eliminate the ability for nonprofits to make grants. In all, the bottom line is taxpayers should not be responsible to pay for city agencies' bad spending habits. Taxpayers shall not pay for drug addicts' habits. Thank you for joining. This is Richie Greenberg, the podcast, What Would Richie Greenberg Do as Mayor? Thank you very much for joining me.